Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. clear. 49 degrees.
NIWG. KUPE, get right on top of your radio there. Put your face in front of it. You're pretty quiet. About 3 inches from your face. NAWUG.
Okay, try this.
Much better.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know what part of the books I want to get with the key phrase, or if I want to wait until December 14th or 15th and try to see if I can get some films they talked about in the past. So, please try to get $15 or whatever. Then please try to get $15 or something.
Okay, put your face on the microphone. I may have to eat it. Not literally, of course, you know, solder and all that nasty stuff. They don't come in flavors.
Okay, try this. If not, I'm going to have to use my other radio.
It's a pretty quiet microphone. Is that the GD77 or is that the UV5R?
RD5R.
Yeah, I know. RD5R. Okay. She almost took eastbound 69 instead of westbound. Oops.
Oops. Looks like KESLC didn't pay attention to what she's doing. But he's sending in the wrong direction. Oh boy, that wouldn't go well.
Yeah. She's getting into the driving mode now, so.
I don't know if she saw the shirt that I changed into after church, but it has the Christian group, the pastors on it. It has their band name and their parts all over it.
Yeah, she said she saw it yesterday when you were thinking about,
when you were thinking about wearing it then. This is KE8SLQ. KE8SLQ, this is KE8UPE. I have no idea why my mic is so quiet. What might I do to try to raise that? Or should I? Should I try to bring it up a little bit?
So, make sure your face is pointed right at the lower right section of that speaker, of that radio. The lower right section, if you feel it, it has a little round indentation. It's about the size of your, probably the size of your pinky. No, just kidding. Your pinky isn't that tiny, but, you know. That is the microphone on that radio. And you're probably talking, you know, like over here. I'm trying to simulate it a little bit. But, you're like right here. And try also putting your hand around, the outside of the radio so that you talk into your hand. That might direct your voice into the microphone. Just some tips.
Ah, okay. Hmm. Interesting. It's hard to think that radio is going to turn the mic on. Totally fast. Usually I don't have to get this close, but I guess I do when I'm on a repeater. Huh. Very, very strange.
Well, part of it might be how you enunciate. Do you talk at the same volume all the time? Do you sometimes get quieter and then talk a little louder? It makes a difference on the radio. You know, when it comes to phones, they have audio gain control, like AGC, built in. Radios don't necessarily have that, VHF-wise. Sideband, you may have some of that in the power output, but but anyhow, you're sounding good for the most part. That last time was pretty decent. Keep checking your location, and normally you're pretty good on All-Star, but I always turn the volume up internally within my system, so it puts out a pretty decent audio stream. I think they call it pre-emphasis or something like that.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'll possibly learn more about that when I get my general. That would be cool. I don't know if they cover that. They cover a lot.
Let's see, what is my power level right now? Because we're mobile. Yeah, 5 watts. Pretty darn good on a repeater.
Yeah, I don't know what mine is. I need to check, obviously. Maybe there's some menu I can look in or something. AE8UPE.
I know you can save that in the memory, but in the VFO where you're sitting right now, I think it's adjustable by holding one of the side buttons and your buttons that adjust the squelch control. But I wouldn't adjust it much below about 3 watts. It really depends on your location, with the handheld there. If you are in one spot and don't move the antenna, you could probably take it as low as 1 watt if you've got a good inbound transmission. Your elevation is fairly decent where you're at, so your driveway is uphill at a gradual enough angle that I think you're up probably 30 feet from the road, something like that. Height-wise, yeah. Anyway, NIDLUG.
Oh, yeah, your inbound coming back to me sounds great, too. It's a little static because we're on a repeater, but you sound good. I can hear you. So you're good. Let me see if I can adjust this, and I'll let you know which button it is.
NATCS Mobile. NATCS, go ahead.
NATCS? I hope I got that right. November 8th, Tango Charlie Sierra, is that correct? This is KE8UPE.
KE8UPE from N8. Tango Charlie Sierra. Yeah, I've been listening. I think you're just naturally soft spoken. Sometimes you come in real good. I think that's when you project more through your voice. Over.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. I just lowered my power from 5 watts to 4, so that could be what's helping too. Awesome. We're United. You said you were mobile.
Well, right now I'm parked at Myers over on 13 Mile Road East, and my wife's in there shopping. I'm waiting for her to come out. Over.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be there. What's your name, sir?
My name's Tim, Tango India Mike. Did you say Stephanie? Over.
No, Jessica.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got old ears here. So, anyhow, yeah. I take it you're a brand new ham. Over.
Not that new. Now I've actually been licensed for 3 years. And as I speak, I'm slowly but surely studying for my general.
KE4 is CYQ.
Yeah, KE4 CYQ. How's it going? This is Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Papa Echo.
Yeah, this is Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo. Good evening. Good afternoon, Tim and the young lady. I think when she gets close enough to the microphone, she does a lot better. It's a distance thing. It'd be like me talking like this right now and talking a ways from my microphone. Or if I get right up to the mic and actually talk, depending on if it's a car radio or a handheld HT there. So just got to get up to the mic and speak full voice like you're outside. KE4ZYQ, standing by and listening.
ZYQ. Oops, okay. I said CYQ. Sorry. Whoopsie. Sorry. Yeah. This is Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Papa Echo. Let's see. I will pass it back to my friends who are heading home from our place, actually. NALGG and his wife, KE8SLQ. Go ahead, guys. Whichever one of you wants to take it.
Alrighty. I'll let my wife do the driving and I'll do the talking. And navigating the construction zones, oh my goodness. And then all the yahoos that don't know how to drive when construction zones come up. So far so good, as you've probably heard. Yeah, accidents, construction zones, people just, I don't know what it is. Thankfully we have gray weather though. Love it. Sunshine, one of the rare days. But nice to meet you guys, Tim and Joe. My name is Eric and We were just over here visiting KAUPE and her family, and now we're headed back toward Grand Rapids area there. Tim, take it away there.
Okay, thank you. Well, have a safe trip home. Probably got about 2.5 hours, I think. Anyhow, I'm going to just sit and listen. I got messages and phone calls coming in and all that jazz. Nice to talk with everybody. Take care. Be blessed. November 8th, TCS. Back to you there, UPE, Jessica. Over.
This is Joe. So go ahead, Joe. He might be away from the radio. You there, Joe?
Yeah, I just happened to come back in the room. I actually signed earlier. I don't know if you heard me say 7-3. But good travel, safe travels home over to Grand Rapids or wherever you said. And the other station, hopefully you get used to that microphone, if it's a car radio or a home radio or whatever microphone you got there, get close up to it, just speak into it loud enough, and next time around or when you can, check the mic gain on it. It may be very low, and it doesn't have to be maxed, but sometimes it just needs a little help. So, okay, Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec, John Clinton Township, Michigan, 7-3.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm using an RG5R, just a little HT. So, yeah. All right, I will see if I can adjust my mic gain. N-A-L-U-G. Do you know how to do that? I don't normally mess with my mic gain settings.
One second. I'm going to try to get a hold of Elizabeth's radio here, and yep, and check out. I haven't done that either, but I got my hands on it. Give me a few minutes. I'll be right back with you. N-A-W-U-G.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Your assistance is greatly appreciated.
K-A-U-P-E-N-A-W-U-G.
N-A-W-U-G. This is K-E-A-U-P-E. What'd you find?
So, go into your menu. Go into sound options. And move your focus over to FM mic gain.
Menu, sound options, FM mic gain. Okay, just a minute, let me see.
All right.
N-A-L-U-G, this is K-E-A-U-P-E. Audio test. I increased my mic gain from a 4 to a 6. Try that.
Sounds okay so far. Sounds good.
Okay, so I guess I'll just leave it at a 6 then. At least for now.
Yeah, it's totally adjustable on demand. I mean, that's the nice thing about these software-driven radios. You can play with it and adjust it depending on conditions.
You must be about to hit 69. You had some breakage in that transmission.
That's odd. We're on 69. Where are we at? Outside of Owasso.
Oh, wow, you guys are cruising then. Nice.
Oh, excuse me. Elizabeth fed me the wrong info. Duran.
That's still a good distance from here. You're still making good time, so that's cool. You have, maybe you should contact info. If not, I'll ask him if I can pass it along to you now that I know that you guys know each other. Him and I talk regularly. Usually if I have a question about the girlfriends, I'll read and ask him, because he knows a lot about it.
Yeah, I would still... Keep yourself, keep your radio close to you, like within an inch of your face. This is a little different than, you know, the internet-connected chat, you know, all-star stuff, where people can adjust everything the way they want it, and yeah, repeaters are a little different than All-Star to a point. But you are on the radio, you can be quieter than you are in person. It's an interesting thing how people are on the radio and or in person.
Yeah, it definitely is. But let me know if you want me to connect you to, and I can absolutely do that. That'd be cool.
What do you mean, connect me to? What are you talking about?
Connect you to John in your 16. I can give him your contact information, of course, with your permission, and I can do the same for... I can give him yours and you his, with your guys' permission, of course.
Yeah, I suppose it would be, okay to do that. In general, that would be fine. I don't have, you know, I don't know him all that well, but there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but... a group that meets on the first Sunday of every month at 4 o'clock. He is actually the technology. So if you have a tech question or you're having a problem,
the one to go to. Yeah, you gotta stand in one place, by the way. You're talking about the blind information technology specialist group. I presume that's what you're talking about?
No, I am not. I am talking about the Hildy Ham Radio Club that everyone affectionately calls the HRC. And they meet by Zoom the first Sunday of every month. I am usually there if I can. I almost never made the meeting, but now that I'm not going to be in our young adult group, I might be able to make their meetings more. Because the young adults always went to lunch on the first Sunday of every month. It was fun, but I don't know if I'd be in my group. It brings up my Sunday, which is good because I like that. I like the Handy Ham Radio Club. Handy Ham has an accessible study experience. Are feeling brave if you want to go through an extra that can help you with that.
Okay, that's good. NAWG. Yeah, that sounds like something that would be fun to do. Although today it's not going to happen. But either be towing luggage back in the house at 4 or doing finalizing the whole re-enroll and insurance benefit stuff before Thanksgiving week rolls around tomorrow, deadlines and all.
Can you believe that? Thanksgiving is Thursday already. Wow. That means I only work 2 days this week instead of 3. Which is actually kind of nice.
Yeah, just a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and that's pretty good, I tell you. You get a lot of book reading.
Oh yeah, I know I'll be reading a lot of books. I still can't figure out what I want on my list. I just added those 2 books by, that one's Self-Help book that I just told you about. That's actually the second book in the series. I added them both.
Yeah. Yep.
Where are we at now?
I'm trying to determine where we are right now. Repeater's getting a little bit more flutter on its received signal here.
You can still be heard. My radio's running hot. I don't know if that's normal, but it is.
Yeah, be careful of that top button, whatever you press there. That's that. I don't know why they loaded that in the firmware for that radio, for that accessible firmware, but it's that European 1750 hertz tone thing. Oh, Perry. Exit 105. So yeah, getting closer to the. That's what I thought. About 40, 45 miles. Oh, 25. Whoops.
Do either of you know why my radio is even? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to lose this repeater pretty quick. So, I will switch to 51448 when I'm connected with the repeater when I am in range. I'll catch you over on that All-Star note.
If you're headed towards Lansing, just go over to 14728.
Okay. One second.
14728 with 100 hertz.
Any LTE, what button you can push to program 50 on my radio? I can touch that in right now.
50 degrees.
What tone does that repeater... 100 hertz?
Yeah, 14728 is 100 hertz.
Thank you.
What's the call sign of the person who said that? This is KE8UZZ.
I don't know who that is. Their audio is so low, I can't even hear him. So you see him then.
Yeah, just K-U-P-E, N-A-W-G. You're not going to hear that repeater. You're just right where you are. Again, get close to that radio. I don't know how many. Anyway. Yeah, this is 14728. Actually sounding pretty good.
Yeah, you're driving towards it, so it'll get you better. But there you go. There you go, man.
Good repeater. Audio is great. By the way.
And something we worked hard to make sure all of our machines have good audio.
Well, it's part of radio. You gotta make sure it's, everything is ship shape. That's one thing that I've been on some repeaters, and there are discrepancies between receivers, and you can hear it as they're voted.
That's why we work, keep the receivers the same and try to get them all aligned the same. So, as you're getting closer to the transmitter, I think you said you're going towards Grand Rapids. Portland is going to be the furthest west receiver we have on 280 here, so once you get past Portland there, you'll lose the transmitter before we lose you hearing it, or we hearing you.
Yep. I'll probably pick up the UHF machine back home about the time I switch over to I-96 West, 442-175. That's one of our big powerhouses over there. Kilo 8, Sierra November.
Yes, Sam's repeater.
I knew that would echo from my, come from my speaker. Everybody knows Sam.
It's also the frequency of our Detroit UHF, so our big powerhouse tree we have there.
There's a lot of static in these transmissions. And also, my radio is running hot, so if anybody knows why that is, it's kind of cool down. I don't know. not that odd. It's just strange. But, yeah.
It's a small radio, and you're putting near its max output, and you don't have an external antenna, that's why. So, that'll do it. NALUG. And you're moving again, and you're on a portable, so when that happens, you're going to you drop in and out. And the receiver on the repeater is going to hear you at various signal strengths. So, there you go. 69 is full of bumps.
That is the main hub. That's what everybody uses. That's kind of to be expected, I think. I wonder if Audible would have any books on PowerShell for beginners.
You're better off going to either Bookshare or digging online, actually. Maybe even Kindle. And you can read that on your computer with the Kindle app. That would actually work better for you, because trying to do an audio book and understand the code, you know, the commands is probably not a good way to do it.
They might have fixed it in 26 or with an update to the Kindle app, but last time we met prior to this, you had said that it was impossible to read Kindle books with JAWS. Is that still true? I guess I could always test it. I love testing that stuff. Then that would give me something else to report somewhere.
KAUP NALUG. From what I understand, it works better on Windows 10 than it does on 11, but they say it's fixed, or it will be soon. So my answer to you would be a mixed. It might be possible for you, because I know you have that Windows 10 device. But you can always read them on your phone if it doesn't work for you. It's a work in progress. It's coming, with probably in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be able to fix that double reading AI thing, too. When you ask an AI like Google Gemini or ChatGPT a question, it reads part of the answer twice, and it's really weird.
Yeah, I'll have to test that when I get back, see what it does. But I stop it from reading what it brings back for results, and I just navigate through the interface, pick what I want, and keep the notes. And I put together a whole document using those tools, and it was relatively accurate. I've since corrected some of it locally in the documents, but you can get a starter with those AI tools, quote, in quotes, AI. I don't think they're, quote, intelligent per se, but they use documents and models to, but they got me started on some of those projects, you know, what cables do I need for this or that project, or, you know, I'm looking for a cable for a particular project, help me find sources, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I said, I built a gen and study for my general. So once I give it the question tool, then we'll be good to go.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a possible thing you can do or not. I suggested it to you because I know you can feed it documents and have it generate. You can ask it questions based on the project you give it and supporting documents and all kinds of good stuff. I've seen that work. We use that at work, so.
Yeah, it's fun for sure. In fact, I need to do this for Learn AI page because I've missed the AI webinar. I'm glad they're all documented there.
Yeah, I've got a weird antenna on the roof. I'm listening to it. Resonantly whistle at me on the roof of the vehicle. It's making this. It just kind of sits up there and whistles in the wind.
That's funny. That's awesome.
I'm going to take a snack break here. I'll be listening. N-A-W-G.
All right, cool. What you going to snack on?
Some cashews. You know.
The only thing stopping me from reading Kindle books on my phone is the fact that as a voiceover user, you can't easily select text. You used to be able to, and then they broke it. For the longest time, you had to do a double tap and hold, and then swipe while you were holding your finger down. And then they implemented the rotor and made it so that it was the existing rotor setting. Like a few updates later, and then right after that, like a month later, in the next update, they broke it again and they've never fixed it since. So, I'm not really sure how that's supposed to work.
Yeah, N-A-W-G. I hear you. Have you played any with the Amazon tablet devices? What do they call them? The Kindle readers or the paper, whatever it's called?
Like a Kindle Fire? Yeah, I don't have one of those. The only thing I have... It's even remotely close to my iPad, which has a much bigger screen anyway. I don't know if you actually got to see my iPad this weekend. It has a 13-inch screen, which is cute. My Mac is a 13-inch. I had an 11-inch iPad Pro, but that only had an M1 chip, and I upgraded to the M4, and now I have an M4 iPad Pro, and I love it.
Taking exit 81 to I-96 West. Quite a repeater, I have to say.
Yeah, that's cool. You'll have to program that into your radio. I'll have to figure out if I can program what you put into my CFO.
My radio, if I can make it a permanent memory, so that I don't have to worry about switching the channels or VFO or whatever. K-E-A-T-U-P-E. Yep. NADLUG. I'm sure you we'll be able to figure that out, or at least put that in your software and load it in the next, load it into the radio the next time you refresh the code plug.
Yeah, I got a really old software that goes with it.
Something about an update. And you're moving again.
Wow, the fans on my PC are going at almost full speed. Just a minute. Let me see if you can hear that. Hang on. You hear that? It's crazy. I don't know why my computer is going on the phone to see. It looks like it's kind of dumb.
No, it's not possible for me to hear that. It's probably updating something. Like you were saying, I don't know, something about updates. And then you dropped out a bit during that transmission about, I don't know. Was it a minute and a half ago or so? But, yeah, you should hear my work machine when it gets going. Not as bad as it used to be. Now that it's on its raised platform, it's not on the desk anymore. It's a technically it's a monitor stand, but the laptop is so light, it fits on the thing just fine.
Yeah, I wonder if I need to have my friend look at this machine that I'm in front of and see if it uses any regular batteries. Like I said, even when I got it, it never lasted more than 4.5 hours, which is why I never use it anymore. Look
at that. NAWG. It, you know, could be, the usage, could be the brightness of the monitor, could be a couple of things going on there. How bright do you have the monitor up? When it comes to batteries and laptops, it's all about power usage.
My brightness is at 75.
Yeah, that isn't, you know, I don't know, that's not too bad, right? If you were in an outdoor setting, you could probably drop that down a bit. But, yeah, well-lit rooms, I'm not, who am I to tell you what you need? It varies so much.
Yeah, well, I have my icons enlarged, even my mouse pointer. I have my mouse pointer all the way up to a 15, because that's where I can see it. The only time I can't see it is if it's a white background with a black cursor, then I can't do that. There's a couple things that I drink root and silk. I'll text them to you so you can put them in.
You can actually grab the mouse pad there and move the cursor, the pointer, and click on things with it that big. Now that's a huge pointer. Catch them off for that because you were in a bad spot and you're now, so if you want, I can switch over there and we can take this over to 51448 if you'd like.
Sure, let me jump over there. Thanks.
Alrighty. NALUG. And to everybody on the WHCMN, good sounding repeater.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 50 degrees.
Hotel Bravo, taking the pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. If you are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link Repeaters, UHF or VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call KD REC.
Copy Whiskey India 8 X-ray WI8X, Wing County.
Station with an X-ray, will you say you're calling in over there?
X-ray, WI8X, Wayne County. India 8 X-ray, WI8X.
November Oscar Romeo.
November
8
and November Oscar
Romeo.
Got the address on the list. This is
Delta 8
Romeo Hotel Bravo. Taking check-in for the
Michigan
Amateur UFO Service Quartet. Please call. Here is WB8
Alpha X-ray Bravo. Over.
Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, roger. Here we go, this is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, deck control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Quartet. This net meets every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OPSCOM in Michigan, including ARIA, NTF, and Skywatch. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, XDF officials, assistants, and representatives from your group. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. After the pre-net group, I have the following people listed. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform, Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta, Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, November 8 Hotel Echo Echo, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November operating Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie, Whiskey Alpha 8 Mike Charlie Delta, Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Zulu November, Whiskey India 8 X-ray, November 8, November Oscar Romeo, and Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. These stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call.
Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima.
Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima. Other stations, please call.
KV8RAC, Whiskey Alpha 8, Alpha Bravo Victor, Ohio.
The station just calling, ending in Victor, your call again, over?
Yeah, that's Whiskey Alpha 8, Delta Bravo Victor, we're in Ohio.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Delta Bravo Victor, roger, I got you on the list. Thanks for checking in and joining us today. Other stations, please call.
This is Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha, 10 County, you're good readable.
Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha, roger, you are also good readable. Next station, please call. Alright, we got quite the roster already. We have 15 folks checked in, so we'll go ahead and get started. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, go ahead with your comments.
Alright, good afternoon everyone. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. As Brett said, I'm operating WSADOC today. We just came off of the FEMA Region 5 OPSCOM net. We had 84 check-ins, pretty good conditions on 60 and 40 this afternoon. So it turned out to be a pretty good night overall. Brett, thank you for taking that control this afternoon. Do appreciate that. I don't have very much on the calendar this week. In fact, I have very little on the calendar this week. Especially Oxcom-wise, there's nothing. And so I do have to pick up a turkey tomorrow, but that's a different story. I hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving and the week ahead here, and stay safe and stay healthy. A reminder that we do not have a net next week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. We will meet again in 2 weeks, so enjoy the time off next weekend. And with that, this is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, back to Matt.
All right, very good, Matt. Thanks for your comments. Great job on the FEMA Region 5 net from the EOC. Good to hear you. I myself don't have much to add. I did get to do a podcast with our locally where I'm at, and it was regarding, most of it was regarding emergency communications and volunteering and being part of what the outdoor warning sirens are all about. So that was pretty fun, about 20 minutes. So that was the extent of my funds last week. But so we'll go ahead and get started here at the top of the list. November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform. What are your comments?
OBU, you're up. All right, sorry. I got covered by the interference out there. Nothing new here, just riding along. Everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll be home alone, so I don't know what I'll do. Maybe I'll go get a keg of beer or something. All right, you guys take care. I'll be monitoring if I'm needed. Any OBU.
All right, so very good. Thank you for getting things set up for us today. Appreciate it as always. Next station is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta, Jim.
Hi, KD8RC is the net. This is KAJVD, David Danny, CRF, Washtenaw County. Thanks for picking up the net, Brett. Appreciate that. And also wish everyone out there a happy Thanksgiving. And it looks like the weather may be reasonably good, which is always nice for travel. And safe travels to everybody out there. On the local front, in terms of what's going on here, the local Aero Club is in the process of acquiring one of the Region 2 South trailers, and we'll turn that into a communications trailer for general use for the county, which is good news. And I haven't told me anything to do to help. Let me know. This would, I could generally make it fit. Big enough hammer, big enough saw, away we go. Anyway, that's about it for us. And so, like I said, we're all kind of moving into that long winter's nap. So, once again, thanks for taking that. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Thank you for your comments and checking in this afternoon. Good to hear you. Next, then we'll do a standby. Next is Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Jeff, you're up. KB8FWR, Jeff.
He's obviously in a bad place.
All right, we'll come back. Next, we'll go ahead and take a standby. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. Is there any station wishing to check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? Please call. Okay, hearing none, back to the list. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Tim, you're up.
Thank you, Brett. It is Tim, NAWRO, one of the AECs in Macomb County.
Well, we have good news. We've got word that we've received our 501c3 nonprofit status. So we're all, of course, very happy to hear about that. Last Thursday also was our training session at the MISD building on Garfield Road. We had a mock Skywarn session with a total of 21 members and guests present. We not only did the normal Skywarn drill, but we did training for the MICON key station keys as well. It was a full house in that classroom, and we quite enjoyed that training. The SEC is back up, so the postcard recruitment project is back in full motion again. Hopefully we can get some more members. I'm on the VHF repeater in Mount Clemens, so I'd like to thank Mike and Jeff and all at Central Michigan for providing that link, as always. Happy Thanksgiving to all. This is NHWRO Macomb County. Back to KD8RHB. Thanks, Brett.
All right, very good, Tim. That's great news on your 501c3 status. That's always great. And it should open up some doors for you guys, so good deal. Thanks again for checking in. All right, next station is Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Charlie Delta. Gary, you're up. Really don't have anything further than that today, Brett. I'm not aware of much has happened, certainly in the last week. I checked in here and wish everybody a great holiday, and hope to talk to you soon. Back to you, Brett, KDRHB, WAUM. All right, very good, Gary. Good to hear you this afternoon. Thanks for checking in. I always appreciate you joining us here. Next station is Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Zulu November.
Thank you. This is Eric from the news team here, and it's been a fantastic day. I always love it when I see sun out here in Central Michigan here, and that's it. Anything but bad weather, I tell you. It's been a blessing here for sure. So, other than that, I don't have anything new for you. I have been doing emergency radio service for a little while here, a little bit over 2 years. So this is a great program in which we can enjoy and just see how everybody's doing. So I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy all the food and turkey. So I'm going to turn it back over to you. This is KD8KDN, back to KD8RHC.
All right, very good. I'm glad you are glad you're in our emergency communications. 2 years, that's good. Just keep growing with it, and appreciate you doing what you do. It takes a team, so thanks again. Have a good evening. Next station, Whiskey, India 8 X-ray, Chris.
Again, with no traffic, just wanted to give you another check-in. I'm in Wayne County. Have a good evening. Happy holiday.
All right, very good. Thanks for checking in. Sorry I butchered your call earlier, but thanks again for checking in. Always welcome here. Next on the list, November 8th, November Oscar Romeo.
Good evening, Brett, everyone on the net. This is NHWR. Name here is Ken in Kalamazoo County, specifically in Portage, Michigan. It's great to hear WD8AXB as well checking in tonight. We don't have much other than the Lions actually won today. I'm looking forward to the Thursday watching with my wife and family. Hopefully the Lions will win again. Amen. Audio for everybody here tonight sounds fantastic. Conditions on 40 meters are beautiful tonight. With that, I'll hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
N8NOR, Ken, thanks for joining us again. Looking forward to Thursday for sure. And they squeaked that one out today. But thanks for joining us, Ken. You're sounding good here at my location. Thanks for your comments. All right, next station is Whiskey Delta.
Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo, Charlie.
Hello, Brett and everyone. This is WDAXB. Just a little south of 10 in Vicksburg, Michigan, in Kalamazoo County and District 5. And hello to Gary, even a little further north of me. So good to see Kalamazoo County represented here on the net today. Was hoping that KB9IAR would check in, but not yet. last night we had a schedule on 75 meters that took hams from Burr Oak and Portage and Vicksburg and Lawton and a portable station up near Manistee, and that station was running 20 watts and an unfed antenna, and the propagation was not totally steady last night, so 20 watts was maybe just enough to make the contact, but it wasn't enough for a steady contact, unfortunately. So we definitely had a network across Michigan trying to keep the hunter up north informed and aware that he could hang out with all his friends. Just because he leaves town, all he needs to do is take HF radio along with him. So we did that as an informal test, and for the most part it worked. The station in Portage and the station in Burr Oak were very loud to me. So that's about it. Yeah, I haven't heard anything else county news-wise here for Kalamazoo County. Was hoping to get some favorable news about emergency management and a new home for the EOC, but that didn't come out this week. Back to you, Rhett, and we're trying to get another station from Portage on the air today, so when you take another standby, keep your ears open for KE8 Romeo Foxtrot. And hello over to Jay, who I think might be up next. Back to you, Brett, from WDAXB.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for checking in and your comment. Yeah, hopefully they'll get something situated for you guys for Kalamazoo County for sure. All right, we'll move along here. And Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Kilo Lima, Jay, you're up.
RTB-RHB and the Michigan ARPSC, this is Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima, Jay and Ypsilanti. Well, good news to report. It's not new news necessarily, but about 3 months ago, we installed the 136.74 repeater just a couple of miles west of Ann Arbor. It's atop a 200-foot tower atop 1,030 feet of elevation. So anyway, we're just lifting the antenna at about 1,200 feet above sea level. It is carrier access. There's nothing on the site to interfere with it, and it isn't seeing any strange input noise. So we'll run carrier access as long as we can. The repeater's been up for about 3 months. It is full-time linked with the W8IRA, Independent Repeater Association, network of linked repeaters. These repeaters, many of which are linked via RF paths, extend from up in Traverse City and Vanderbilt all the way down into Kalamazoo, Mount Pleasant, Lansing, Flint, and so forth. By bringing the 146.74 online, that allows the IRA to have reach into southeast Michigan, covering from Lansing down to Toledo, and from Detroit to just west of Jackson. It has a quadrant RF footprint, and it is battery bomb. The repeater can be broken off as a standalone machine, so DECs and ECs, if you need it for any drills or exercises, let me know and I'll give you the BTMS codes for that. The IRA network carries the noontime roundup net at noontime, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, to the NTS, the Michigan VHF NTS traffic net on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 p.m., so we have another traffic net in the area, reaching across most of the state. And, of course, there's the AWL News and the Amateur Radio Newsline on Tuesday and Thursday at noon, and again at noon on Sunday and Saturday. So a lot going on that network. It gives Southeast Michigan a reach into the IRA network that it never had before. And for those DECs and ECs that are doing drills, you want to do digital modes across a wide area. The machine is fully capable, and I'm happy with hearing the squawks and whatnot of RFM, MT63 packets, even radio teletype. We're open to any or all. So anyway, did want to let the folks know 146.74 is now linked into the IRA and available for use. Enjoy. WBH, TKL, back to that.
All right, WBATCL, Jay, thank you so much for that. That is good for the IRA to help out with that that area of the state. So very good to hear that. Be good for traveling too on that side. So thanks again for your comments and joining us this afternoon. All right, next on the list is Whiskey Alpha 8 Delta Bravo Victor.
Yeah, KDA, Whiskey Alpha 8, Delta Bravo Victor, name is Les, Lima, Echo, Sierra, and we just heard you in there, but never been on your net before, so we're kind of new here. We're just sitting here listening to the comments, and you all sounded pretty good so far. So I wanted to say howdy to everybody and wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. And thanks for letting me come in there. Appreciate that. So that's about all we have here. Kind of enjoying the weather, so it ain't got too cold yet. So other than that, we don't have any more comments. So KDA-RHB, this is Whiskey LA. Delta Bravo Richard back to you.
All right, very good, Les. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Good to have you aboard. Welcome here anytime. We're here every Sunday for the most part, exception for like the holiday weekends and stuff, but we're here typically at 5 p.m. local time. So either here or 39 or 32, right around there, but you're welcome anytime. All right, next on the list is Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha Joe. You're up.
Quite a lot to comment on here. It's nice to hear of all of the training and such that's going on and folks getting their higher earth tactics and stuff. So it's nice to hear that. A lot of stuff. Here all stations are good readable primarily or better. I think there was only one station that's weak. But the bath is pretty good shape. And Fred, I know you're right where you want to be on a Sunday about this time, so good for you. And let's see, I think, the constant improvements going on to the Red Cross Building's radio room here in Kent County at the brand new Broadmoor location. Next step is to put laptops in that run on DC power. Exclusively, so if we lose AC, the
we don't have to worry about exhausting batteries except for our backup batteries, which we're going to be putting a fourth one in. So we'll have four backup batteries in line and the ability to keep the computers up. With direct DC, so that's the next step, and I'd like to thank Jay, CPD, CKO for info on that. So I know how to do it efficiently. The man said so, and that's what I'm going to do. Other than that, Brett, that's about all I've got. Signals, like I said, are pretty doggone good, and thank you, everybody around the state, and all the nice things happening. Back to you, Brett, and we'll catch you around later. WD's USA, over.
Thank you very much, Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha Joe. Thanks so much for checking in this afternoon, and thanks for your comment. Good to hear you as well. Let's go ahead and take a quick standby. If there's anyone that wishes to join the net, please call KD8RHB at this time.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 42 degrees.
NAWCD, NAWCD, Key, Wayne.
DEA YNU, hello there, this is NAWCB. Made it through another weekend. Suppose that you were a backup today, so hopefully it was kind of a backup day for you. How things go?
Oh, it went well. We were busy today, but it didn't matter because I wasn't on radio, so.
Yes, indeed. No, that's good. That's good. Probably made the day go a little faster. And like you say, it was someone else's problem today. So you're heading north and enjoying the day off. And just Tuesday this week.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. I'm looking forward to it. Got to get through Tuesday and I'm sitting... I think I'm sitting back up that day too, so should be a good day.
Well, hopefully it will be uneventful as Thanksgiving is approaching, and yeah, it could be again one of these backup days, and just let somebody else do the dispatching, let them do all the work.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, how was your guys' day?
We did pretty good today. Enjoyed a couple church services, good messages today. Of course, heard your brother-in-law up north, up in Reed City, and it sounded like they had a good service up there. But other than that, it's just been one of those... one of those Sundays here, just a typical Sunday. Doing pretty good, though.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Sounds like a good day.
Yes, indeed. At least my back ache is gone. That's what I'm happy about. You know, the news that, you know, it's there, but at least it's not a Tuesday, so I'm happy in that way, too.
Yeah, for sure. I found the stuff at Walmart as for toothaches, and it works really, really good. I think it almost as good as clothes, if not better.
You can get something that will take away tooth pain, a toothache. I've got something through CVS or through my Medicare plan, and it works, like I say, I think it works better than clothes. So definitely, if you can find something like that, definitely run with it.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. Get something and usually keep it in the drawer just in case. You never know.
I agree. Better yet, not to have a toothache. I've been to a place in life that I've carried a little bottle of clothes there with me, kind of tucked it in there when nobody's looking. Get a toothache, but like I say, the better thing is. Not to have one, and that's even better.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, good stuff. You guys got plans for tomorrow, or are you guys just taking it easy?
It's doing the leaves again in the front. Apparently the front tree decided to drop the rest of the fleet after I send the front yard, so I guess we'll do that one more time. The inside yard is done, and we'll just do things as it goes. It's supposed to rain Tuesday, and we keep hearing about, off and on, about potential snow, and is it or isn't it, and so we'll just kind of wait and see. The last leaf pickup here is the 12th, so we'll try to muddle through for the next couple, 3 weeks. But yeah, that's basically it for tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, we got some running to do tomorrow and a couple of errands here and there. Been watching the weather, and I know that they're looking at snow next week, so I guess we'll see how it goes.
Yes, indeed. Like I say, see how it comes together. Things are becoming a little bit more agreeable. From what I've seen, our model is more, we're on the warm side, but the Euro model shows a little bit of snow, so I'm eager to see how it'll all come together. But, just, I guess, watch in advance, and I'm sure as the days come, we'll find out. NHWC.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. We'll keep an eye on things. I mean, hey, if it's going to snow, it'll snow. And from what I gather, even if it does snow, I think we're only looking at like 3 to 4 inches of that.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. So who knows, too, whether it'll warm back up or not, although I've heard a pattern shift. But it's Michigan, and it's approaching winter. It's late fall, so I guess anything will happen.
Hey, mind you. Yeah, it's that time of year. Of course, the burr bunch, rolling through them. That's okay. We're in that time of year. And, see how it all plays out. We got someone dropped off a bag of salt, so we got a bag of salt to help us out. And, the four-wheel drive and the truck works, so we're ready, I think.
Yeah, I get you there. Still got a little bit of salt from last year, so that kind of helped out. The shovels are ready, and we'll. I say, see what happens. I just want to get the rest of the leaves done. I hate doing the snow. You're shoveling, and you're enough with the snow, and then you shovel a whole bunch of leaves. It just kind of adds to the waste and the frustration, the work of it, I guess.
Yeah, them leaves get in the way. I don't have any trees in the yard, so it doesn't matter too much. We'll get a community cross trees and the neighbors cross between their trees, so their leaves are blowing in our yard, but usually they're gone pretty quick. That's okay, I don't mind.
Yeah, I guess you're there. That's been some of the problem too, is the westerly winds blow the leaves across the street from the church over here. I think the biggest thing I've had the last couple of years here is to take separate times, clean the driveway or where they all pile up there or pile up along the fence, and that really has helped out a lot. But as you say, 'tis the season. It could go the other way. So, like you say, it's just part of the nature of the beast, I guess.
Yeah, good old home ownership there. Keeps you busy.
Yep, it does. It does. Definitely good to own a home, but the responsibility and the upkeep and those types of things, that's the flip side with it, absolutely, especially you got a yard and a corner here full of trees, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's alright. Good to own a house, you know. Good place to stay. Just you got a place to put your head at night. You don't have to worry about rain or freezing cold. Or, you got a good place to mount your ham radio. Kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Lots to be thankful for there, and who knows? Someday, maybe that antenna will get up there on the east side of the house there and have something ready. So, you never know. We'll have to see. But yeah, it's nice to own a home. Hard to believe. Next year will be 18 years we've been here, and it's had its moments, but. Most of it's been pretty good.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. That's for sure. I think how long ago these guys moved in, but it's been a while.
Yeah, it does. It seems like we just moved in. I mean, it's still got pictures of you and Lee working on the floors and before we moved in and painting and things like that. And it's like, man alive, it's been, and that kind of the room here that I'm in hasn't been painted since you guys did it back in 08. It's just getting back around to some redecorating ultimately, but we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, fresh coat of paint wouldn't hurt. I know Leo's looking at repainting the kitchen when everything's all said and done. So I know I've got more projects to come up, but yeah, that's okay. It sounds fresh. It keeps it inviting.
Hey, WCD. Yeah, definitely. You know, as I say, a fresh coat of paint. You know, a change up here and there, like what you guys have done, you know, a different table and moving the island and the fridge and those types of things to make it functional and flooring and, you know, just little touches there. It you know, it makes a difference to a home.
Gee, lightning. It does. It does. You know, it makes it nice. If you're living in, you know, the house and, you know, work hard for things, they might as well make it the way you want it and enjoy it.
Hey, WCB, yeah, I agree with you on that one. You know, make it your own, and again, you don't have to do it all at one time. You know, a room or a specific area or whatever, but again, it's those little things, and take pride in ownership and kind of changes things up a little bit in a good way.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, it's nice to have. It's nice to, you know, it's to make it your own. And Leo does a good job in making the house comfortable and, you know, inviting, and, you know, I think wives do that. They, you know, it's just, you know, this guy's content in the house and, you know, putting my head on the pillow and, you know, sitting down in a chair for supper, but wives make it nice, and make it nice and homely and inviting and, make it warm.
I absolutely agree with you. with you there. Yeah, like you say, I'm doing a good job here, making it inviting and, good atmosphere here, and, she has ideas, and, I would have never thought of it, or, it just doesn't come to mind, and it works out pretty good, and so, I totally agree on that one.
Yeah. Well, Dad, I am home. I actually got home a little early. There's no traffic out. I was kind of surprised. But appreciate you coming along and just chatting with you tonight. Looking forward to chatting here again. And hopefully you guys have a good night. Enjoy your evening. Try to stay warm tonight. We'll chill you out. Not too bad, but if you guys need anything, feel free to reach out.
Sounds like a plan, and same goes here. If you guys need anything, let us know. But, here it's supposed to get on to about 29, at least the last I heard. I think it was up to 52 earlier. It's supposed to cool down a little bit. But, enjoy your day off tomorrow. And be safe running around out there if you go out. But, we'll let you head on in, have some dinner, and enjoy your evening. Enjoy your family there. But, thanks for the ride along. And tell everyone we said hello. 73 is an 88 to the family. NAWCB is clear. On your fire.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. 73 is an 88 to Bob. CYNU.
Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 41 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 39 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 38 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 36 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 34 degrees.